Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
See. Bertram on keyboards and percussion, George Sovak on saxophones and flute, David Gadeke on trombone and recorder no less, Winston Johnson on drums, Steve Muse on bass, Carmia on lead vocals. That's a tune called Moments of Silence from a self-titled album by a group called Quintessence, which was self-released on Gitorn Records in the States in the 70s, 1980. And it's been reissued by Mad About Records from Portugal, an excellent label of quality soul and jazz reissues, and Latin as well, a lot of Brazilian stuff on there. Worth checking out if you get the chance. Next up, we're heading to the Concord Picante label and a favourite of ours, Poncho Sanchez's album El Quanguero, and this is Siempre Me Va Bien, and it features Sanchez on the congas, Ramon Banda on timbales, Tony Banda on bass, Sal Cracciola on trumpet and flugelhorn, Dick Mitchell on tenor, alto and flute, Charlie Otwell piano, David Romero bongos, and Art Velasco playing the trombone. This is Spinning Jazz, Pete Evans, Sheffield Live till 11.
Thank you.
fantastic Latin jazz from 1986 there on the Novus label. That is the title track from the album Something Grand. Pianist Hilton Ruiz joined by Lou Soloff on trumpet, Steve Turay on trombone and seashells, Sam Rivers was playing flute, soprano and tenor sax, Russell Blake on electric bass, Ignacio Berroa on drums, Daniel Ponce on the congas, Charlie Santiago on timbales. And it was recorded in New York City in 1986. This is Spinning Jazz. Pete Evans with you here on Sheffield Live between 9 and 11 every Sunday morning with the finest of vinyl jazz.
Never felt this way before. Never knew what I could do for me. Never knew my mind could fly. Now I'm flying way up high. Why did it take me so long?
Thank you.
Pacific Northwest fusion from the golden era of that particular genre, 1981 on Inner City Records. That's guitarist Don Letarski. The album is Haven, and that was Beginning Song. And Letarski was accompanied by Jack Budecke on keyboards, Tom Grote drums and percussion, Mark Schneider was playing bass. And there were three guest artists on that particular track. Jeff Homan was on alto and soprano saxophones. Philip Curtis was playing marimba. And Ralph Hardiman was on percussion. Before that, on Muse Records, an album that was originally released on the Cobblestone label. Like quite a few Cobblestones, it got reissued a few years later on Muse. It was the album Total Submission, Emmanuel K. Rahim and the Caliques. And we heard Aleem the Knower. And just a reminder, you can check out spinningjazz.wordpress.com for a full playlist each and every week. We'll be right back. Lavender Roads of Ahmad Jamal with the orchestra of Richard Evans from 1973 on 20th Century Records, the album Ahmad Jamal 73, and that was the fantastic Susta Susta. And we're heading back to 57 now, and the Savoy label, an album I picked up recently from Charles Perlman over in Portland, Oregon, and it's a beauty. It's Yusuf Lateef, and on this album he's playing flute and tenor sax, and he's joined by Wilbur Hardin on flugelhorn, Hugh Lawson on piano, Ernie Farrows on bass, and Oliver Jackson is on the drums. The album is Prayer to the East, and this is the title track. We'll be right back. Back-to-back, that was the Duke Jordan Quintet, and it was his classic tune, Flight to Jordan. Duke Jordan on piano, Eddie Burt was on trombone, Cecil Payne on baritone sax, Percy Heath on bass, and Art Blakey at the drums. Heading up to 10 o'clock with another quintet, this time from London, March 1958 on Decca Records. This is the Tony Kinsey Quintet, Les Condon on the trumpet, Bob Efford on bass, clarinet and tenor saxophone, Bill Lesage on piano and vibes, Dave Willis on bass and Tony Kinsey on drums and timpani. This is Autumn in Cuba. Thank you.
ungodly and break them. Find the uncaring and take them away. Find the impartial, compel them to stand to attention and wave a flag over.